This is the 5-Minute Focus for September 19, 2022, and this is all about the why behind the open borders.
Whether someone is a citizen is an important data point that should be recorded on the census and on other federal surveys. It's well past time that Congress direct the Census Bureau to ask this question, like it did.
Todd Herman Show is 100% disapproved by big pharma, technocrats, and tyrants everywhere. Now, from the high mountains of free America, here's the Emerald City Exile, Todd Herman.
Today is the day the Lord has made, and these are the times through which God has decided we shall live. The 5-Minute Focus is a glance ahead to the programs upcoming. It's also an opportunity to find and use the share button on your podcast app or do it the old-fashioned way. We found the program grows when it's introduced to people who heard me fill in for Rush Limbaugh, God rest him. So if you've got friends like that, please do take advantage of it. Hey, this stuff works. Forcing really the party members to live within the worlds. That's part rules, part world. I'm actually speaking my first sentences of the day today. Yeah, this stuff works. Make them live in the world they're creating for others, right?
As of 2019, only 3% of all people, all residents in Edgartown, were born outside of this country. So do the math. That's 17 people. Total. That's effectively zero diversity, which means zero strength. They are begging for more diversity. Why not send migrants there in huge numbers? Let's start with 300,000 and move up from there. As the island gets stronger, more.
Yeah, that was months ago. Tucker Carlson made that suggestion, and it reminds me of when God gave me the opportunity to be invited by EIB onto Rush's program for 8 years. And towards the end of that time, we started to ask people to go to school boards and to read the racist and pornographic curricula into the record. When you make these people live in the world they're trying to create for us, it provides all sorts of opportunities for teaching sessions.
We're just watching our residents.
That's it. Were you notified that they were coming, that these migrants would be showing up?
I have no comment.
Okay, so it says here.
Do you know where they need to go from here, or are you just trying to make sure they stay away from the fence?
I have no comment. Yeah, just making sure that everybody's safe and away from our fence.
That's outside the residence of Kami Harris. Well, not her residence, but the one we let her stay in while we call her vice president. Yeah, fences work. We're going to talk about other ways to make people live in the rules they want to create for others. In the parlance of Seattle, this is normally called NIMBYism.
At some point in time, they have to move from here to somewhere else, right? We don't have the services to take care of 50 immigrants.
Well, that's a lady in Martha's Vineyard. No, they have room. As the internet memes pointed out over the weekend, they put up a tent and brought in 500 people to party with Barack Hussein Obama. Certainly they have the room. They could build high rises. I mean, isn't density important? The spokesliar from the White House.
It's very different because we're not doing it as using migrants as a political pawn.
Well, no, you are actually using migrants, or let's be honest, illegal immigrants, as political pawns.
Whether someone is a citizen is an important data point that should be recorded on the census and on other federal surveys. It's well past time that Congress direct the Census Bureau to ask this question, like it did.
Representative Andy Briggs wants to see a bill brought back to count how many people in a district are actually from America. Why does that matter? Because the people from outside the country count in the census and count for federal dollars.
They all are concerned about a few dozen or a few hundred migrants coming to their town, and we get that many per hour.
Right. Well, and he gets the census count and gets the congressional districts, but he doesn't get the money. because of the way Democrats vote. And they don't want illegal immigration in Texas, but they want it in Martha's Vineyard until they get it. 24 hours later, they're gone. There's always an opportunity to find good news within this. This is a young woman in college.
I'm a math major, so I'm a STEM major. And in my school, they're starting to bring in social justice into STEM. And I've talked to the school and with my department, and I'm like, why are you doing this? Why are you bringing in something that has to do with social justice that has nothing to do with STEM? And the excuse that they want, that they bring to me, is because of minorities, poor minorities. I'm a minority, I'm Hispanic, and I am a woman. And I'm like, I'm not a victim, and I don't need you to feel sorry for me. We don't need social justice.
It's a beautiful clip. So hour one, we'll talk about more ways to make them live within the world they're trying to create for others. In hour two, there's a place where it's illegal to obey God, but legal to kidnap children. We'll talk about that, because it's an important topic, particularly as they continue to wag around J6 as, well, equal to those terrible terrorists at school board meetings.
It was a day that we'll never forget. And people on the local level at affected school board meetings, they won't forget the MAGA Republicans descending on their school board meetings after January 6th, like January 6th, disrupting meetings. It was a coordinated attack happening across the country. Americans won't forget about it.
That voice sounds familiar.
How can we make sure that the injustice of there being no helium for comedians?
That voice sounds so familiar.
Yeah, my fear is that the whole island will become so overly populated that it will tip over and capsize.
Yeah, parents who want to obey God, people who want to obey the word of God, particularly from a Christian perspective, well, that stuff has to be outlawed, and it is being outlawed. And it's being kicked out of the schools, and it's being replaced with obscenities like this.
You can also talk to parents, though, that your kid is having suicidal thoughts without outing them, without saying why.
That person is training teachers that if a kid is suicidal, and part of that might be because they've been conned into believing they're in the wrong body, do not tell parents about the wrong body parts. Don't mention that. Oh, if it's bullying, sure. Bad grades, sure. But if the kid has been conned into believing they're a girl in a boy's body, do not tell the parents. Hour two, there's a place where it's illegal to obey God, but legal to kidnap children medically and psychologically. Can you guess which place it is? That's the 5-minute focus. Please do share it with friends. And as always, let's make sure that we study the word abiding, and let us abide in the Lord Jesus.